Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined by two musicians from Great Falls on the phone today. We're talking with Madison Johnson from the Cascade Quartet and Elizabeth Crawford, the bassoonist with the Chinook Winds. Those two ensembles, as part of the Great Falls Symphony, are doing a collaborative fusion concert this afternoon and Tuesday night in Great Falls. First of all, nice to have both of you talking with us on public radio.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
For those that don't know, these are the two resident ensembles for the Great Falls Symphony that do regular concert series, right? Four concerts each or five, is that right?
Yes, so we put on eight double concerts for the season. So the Chinook Winds will put on three double concerts, and the Cascade String Quartet will do three, and then we have our big joint concert in the middle of the season.
So this is an annual fusion concert of sorts?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is also an ensemble that, because of their size, both of these groups, you can do educational outreach, you can do public performances in other cities around the state of Montana, and that's really part of the mission, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. We have a couple weeks where we go ahead and try and hit all of the elementary schools to do some outreach education here in Great Falls. And then, Elizabeth, I know you guys just went to Western Montana.
Yeah, we were just up in Eureka, Montana, hosted by the Sunburst Foundation. And anytime we go on the road, we always do educational outreach. One of our big goals and part of our mission is, of course, to generate the next audience. And that, of course, begins educating children at a young age to feel comfortable and have fun with classical music.
We're talking about a collaborative concert. The Cascade Quartet and the Chinook Winds will be performing this afternoon. That concert is at the First Congregational Christ United Methodist Church in Great Falls at 2 o'clock this afternoon. There's also a performance at 7 p.m. Tuesday night at the C.M. Russell Museum in Great Falls. Tickets are available at the door. For more information, you can contact the Symphony directly at 453-4102. Or today, the best way is to go online to gfsymphony.org. And I do want to mention that both groups have Facebook pages as well. Maybe I'll start with a couple questions for you, Elizabeth. This is an interesting collaboration. Instead of the creative works that have been done for different kinds of small wind ensembles, you have the unique ability with a collaborative concert like this to do really different kinds of chamber music, really lots of different colors and textures of the instruments that you play.
Definitely. We are really, really fortunate to have access to such a fantastic string quartet. And in years past, we've always tried to put together nonets or septets or sextets, something like that, where you kind of see as many of the musicians from the two ensembles on stage at the same time. But this year, the quartet very graciously agreed to allow us to kind of play our dream songs, these pieces that feature the winds as soloists. So each of these pieces, except for maybe Zioniger, the François de Vienne quartet for bassoon and strings, the Mozart horn quintet for horn and strings, and then the Brahms clarinet quartet for clarinet and strings. The colors that they make, it's not just about solo winds with strings. It is a truly unique opportunity to have this new combination of sounds with these wind instruments and the strings at the same time.
Well, here in Montana, it is a really rare thing. It's a unique opportunity to have a professional ensemble, a wind quintet or string quartet, perform public concerts as often as you do.
We are truly lucky. The Great Falls Symphony has a gem in how they have structured their symphony to allow for this professional core, which creates the two ensembles. We are some of the luckiest musicians in the country, I think, right now, because essentially we are full-time chamber musicians. We mount this whole chamber series, and then, of course, we have our responsibilities with this symphony as well. So we're very, very fortunate.
And Madison, you're the violist with the Cascade Quartet and a new member to that ensemble. Talk a little bit about the concert from your perspective. I noticed there's an awful lot of viola in the program, right?
There is quite a bit of viola. I think cello is the only one playing on all of the works, and there's just one that I'm not playing in. So I get the pleasure of getting to play with all of these wonderful wind players. And I think I'm most excited about the Brahms clarinet quintet, which will fill the whole second half of the concert. And it's one of the richest pieces of chamber music that I've ever played.
Can you say something, either of you, about the program? Elizabeth, you described it as a dream program. Maybe highlight a couple of these other pieces that may not be really familiar to the average listener.
Well, I definitely want to talk about the Mozart Horn Quintet. It's very, very exciting because it's featuring Mike Nelson, our horn player, but he's going to be playing a natural horn, which is really kind of astounding. The neat thing about Mike's natural horn is that he actually built it himself. The summer before he arrived in Great Falls, he spent several months with Lowell Greer in Michigan. And Lowell Greer is the leading natural horn performer and builder. He basically apprenticed Lowell, and together they built Mike's own natural horn. And so it's really, really exciting, I think, to know that this piece is going to be performed the way that it was intended to be performed by Mozart. But then this added detail that Mike actually built the instrument that he's playing. So that is a really exciting piece. It's incredible to watch him play natural horn. There are no valves to help him with the harmonic series. So everything's happening with his mouth, and then his hand gives him a little bit of chromaticism. And then the other piece that probably no one has ever heard of is by Swiss composer Honegger, and it's these three counterpoints for flute, cello, violin, and oboe. And actually, it's for piccolo, and then it also includes English horn as well. It's a very charming piece, three very short movements, but filled with character and charm.
Well, it must be fun to put together a program like this for both of your ensembles, for the Cascade Quartet to leave the realm of the string quartet for a while, or even some of the guest soloists that you've had, of course, and for the Chinook Winds to have string players to play with.
Oh, yeah, it's such a joy, and especially with the Mozart Quintet, instead of having two violins, cello, viola, and horn, Mozart orchestrated it for two violas, violin, cello, and horn. And so we were able to get Jennifer Smith, who was the violist with the Cascade Quartet for about 17 years, to agree to come on and play that piece with us. And so a lot of people will remember her, and we'll also get a little bit of a thicker, darker texture, even for something as light and classical as Mozart, because we've got the low end held up by two violas and a cello.
Maybe I'll close by just asking you a personal question for both of you. You both studied on the East Coast. I'm curious as to what brought you to Great Falls and what is your connection to land as a chamber musician in Montana?
I was brought to Great Falls for the job with the symphony. It's a very demanding profession, finding full-time work anywhere in the country. As any aspiring musician, I was just playing a lot of auditions, and this happened to be the one that I won. My husband and son and I moved up here for the job, and we have absolutely fallen in love with Montana. I think it's the most beautiful place I've ever lived. I think Montana audiences are incredible. They're so knowledgeable, and they love live classical music, so we're very happy here.
I actually went to undergrad at the University of Northern Colorado, and when the viola job opened up a few years ago, my conductor, Russell Guyver, took me aside and he said, I think you'd be really good for this job. And I saw it, and I saw that it was all about chamber music, and I really wanted to go for it, but I knew I needed to go to grad school first. So I went to Boston and spent a few years there, and when the job opened again, I knew that I had to go for it.
Well, we're glad to have you in Montana and, of course, to have these two professional ensembles affiliated with the Great Falls Symphony. I've been talking today with Madison Johnson, the violist with the Cascade Quartet, and Elizabeth Crawford, principal bassoonist of the Great Falls Symphony, and also with the Chinook Winds. The Fusion Concert is this afternoon at the First Congregational Christ United Methodist Church. That's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Fusion Concert will also be presented at 7 p.m. Tuesday night at the C.M. Russell Museum in Great Falls. Tickets are available at the door. For more information, the Great Falls Symphony can be contacted at 453-410. And the website is gfsymphony.org. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope to see you there.